I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This is Barack Obama in 2015 talking about what a great idea it would be to unfreeze $56 billion and send it to Iran. Again, this was 2015. As you listen to this, understand that 603 Americans were murdered, hundreds of them on his watch in Iraq by the Iranian Quds Force. Again, the troops were in Iraq. They weren't in Iran. They were murdered. Does Obama sound like he gives a damn here in 2015?
It is true that if Iran lives up to its commitments, it will gain access to roughly $56 billion of its own money. But the notion that this will be a game changer, with all this money funneled into Iran's pernicious activities, misses the reality of Iran's current situation. Iran's leaders have raised the expectations of their people that sanctions relief will improve their lives. Even a repressive regime like Iran's cannot completely ignore those expectations. And that's why our best analysts expect the bulk of this revenue to go into spending that improves the economy and benefits the lives of the Iranian people.
Of course, Iran defied the agreement and pumped the money into its nuclear program and building up his proxies across the Middle East. Because they thought he was as much of a fool as, well, he sounds like there. They were probably shaking their heads in wonder. What kind of idiot unfreezes $56 billion for us when we kill hundreds of their people? Democrats. But even after that, Obama was still desperate to get them the cash. So he did this in 2016, in the middle of the night.
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets and flown into the country. It happened in January 2016 when Obama authorized the transfer of the money to the nation known for sponsoring terrorism.
No one was ever supposed to find out about it. And Obama, even like some kind of drug dealer, switched the money from U.S. dollars into Swiss francs, euros, and other currencies to help hide it. But it was from these exchanges that Iran learned not only was it okay to kill us, Iran would be rewarded with cash payments, let out of sanctions. Yeah, the money was frozen later by Donald Trump. But Joe Biden simply accessed it and doled it out. I've been telling you for, 18 months, 2 years, the mullahs have to die. There is no other way forward. And I can't tell you how relieved I am that they are dead. And I got to say this, Lee, Trump has one big brass set of balls to do this.
Yep.
It's what has been needed for decades.
Yeah, no question about that.
And I want to say something. The thing that is stuck in my craw the most, more than anything, is the 603 Americans murdered in Iraq by Soleimani's Quds Force. Between 2003 and 2015, no one avenged them. Nobody did. And Trump came along in his last term, and really to tell the story, you've got to go back to term one to understand what's gone on here. It's a very long story. Most people haven't been tuned into, so they're not paying attention to it. I get it. You work, you're busy. And it seems like Trump's randomly attacking Iran when, you know, you woke up over the weekend. No. It drove Trump nuts that Soleimani had gotten away with the murder of 603 Americans, hundreds more injured by his Quds forces, his militias, and most especially his roadside bombs, his missiles. We didn't attack Iran. They came over the border of Iraq and murdered our service members. And there was never any penalty for that. That's where they learned they could do it, Lee. That really was where they learned they could do it. I've been enraged by it, over it for years and years and years. So I have military members in my family. I take that very personally. And Trump did too. And that's why he killed Soleimani. To avenge them. In his first term. Nobody else would do it. And that put a target on his back. Iran's position was, we will kill your service members wherever we can find them. And you aren't going to do a thing about it. Trump said, to heck with that. Democrats went wild defending Soleimani. And Trump killed him. He was effectively the second most powerful man in Iran, and Trump killed him. So they began hunting Trump. This is your history. Know your history. Sadly, the American media has forgotten your history. So we're going to put it back today. That put a massive target, Lee, on the back of Trump. And they began hunting him, literally hunting him on American soil. And that was cool with the Democrats. It was fine. Joe Biden never put so much as a sanction, never sent so much as a strongly worded letter after the first assassination team was sent to the United States of America to kill Trump and or his cabinet. How about the second team? By then, the Ayatollah on his Twitter feed was very clear. He'd put a death sentence on Trump, a fatwa, meaning it is the religious duty of any Muslim who can get to him, Shia Muslim, who can get to him to kill him. He said they sent a second team. Again, not even so much as a strongly worded letter, a sanction, or a condemnation from Joe Biden. No, 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 it was so much worse than that. The billions kept flowing. Money that Trump had frozen was unfrozen by the Democrats. It was almost as if, Lee, Iran was being rewarded for trying to kill Trump and his team on our soil. Now, they did arrest the assassination teams. We got the third one, too. But the problem here is, and this is, there's so many firsts here for America. Trump knows that the second Democrats get back in power, and he said this is the State of the Union, they're going to reopen that border. And those Iranian assassination teams will be hunting him, his entire cabinet, and anyone on the GOP side who polls well and might beat a Democrat. We have never had this before. And that is why I've been saying I will be very disappointed, Lee, if the Russians are allowed to take in the mullahs or they go to, I don't know, what country? Because the Democrats will welcome them back as conquering heroes, and then they will go about the business of coming over our open border to kill Trump, to kill Republicans, and any future Republican candidate will have to campaign from a bunker, which is apparently fine with Rand Paul. He's good with that. I'm not good with it. Most people don't know this story. Trump paid a dear price for avenging those 603. And again, the number wounded is still classified. It runs in the hundreds. And that's what got us here today. Trump knows better than anybody. John Bolton knows. Mike Pompeo knows. If they are allowed to live, they will hunt us on our soil. And the Democrats will be fine with it. After we caught the third leader of the third assassination team, the red carpet was, a month later, rolled out for the Iranian president by Joe Biden. He was given better Secret Service protection to come to New York and go to a UN confab than Trump had. With the Iranians trying to kill him. What is the message there, Lee?
Do as you wish.
Please. Do something. Take this guy out. Get rid of this guy. Meanwhile, Iran is funding Democrat street protests in America, as admitted to by the Biden administration. They were cool with it while they were trying to kill Trump on our soil. Maybe the fact that Iran was funding those Democrat street protests is why Biden couldn't send so much as a strongly worded letter to condemn their first, second, or third assassination attempt against Trump. That is your actual history, America. So for Rand Paul to come out this weekend and say something so ignorant and so stupid as this is an unpredicated war, a preemptive war, well, we got to wait till after they succeed in killing Trump? Is that the plan?
Would he have been opposed? And I agree with you on your assessment of Rand Paul. As much as I like him and admire him, this is where I differ with him entirely, and I think he's wrong. What if we had struck the Japanese before they hit Pearl Harbor and avoided that conflict in the Pacific?
Yeah, that's remake history.
Yeah.
Remake history. So we're going to pull the history book out today and dust it off, the real history of America and Iran over the last 5 years, a history most Americans have been denied. The other reason they had to die was for our troops to live. And we're going to go back over that history, too. Starting in October of 2023, Lee, a massive barrage of hits and strikes to our bases with next generation high-tech drones and missile systems. Where did they come from? Oh, the billions that Biden sent to Iran. $100 billion by the end of the Biden administration. So they were able to evade our defenses, and they did. 223 strikes on our bases, Lee. 100 and, oh gosh, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm sorry about that. I believe it's 30. 100, and I'll have it for the next segment. 130 catastrophic brain injuries. These are troops who are going to need to be cared for the rest of their lives. Three troops murdered under Joe Biden. So this idea, well, we don't know, we can't do it preemptively? What are you talking about preemptively? They have demonstrated 223 times they will attack our bases. Well, we got to go 500 times for you libertarians? 1,000? How many dead troops? How many dead troops? So when you look at their demonstrated hunt for Trump on our own soil over the Democrats' open borders, by the way, they hunted John Bolton too. The fact Democrats had no reaction to it of any kind except to decrease Trump's Secret Service protection. These are just facts. We're just stacking facts. That's what we do here. This had to happen. There's no other way forward. Given their demonstrated willingness 223 times to attack our bases, if they've got missiles that can hit those bases, they will annihilate those bases. Or would have. See, because they're dead now. They're dead now. And it had to happen. It had to happen.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They've rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, and we can't take it anymore. Instead, they attempted to rebuild their nuclear program and to continue developing long-range missiles that can now threaten our very good friends and allies in Europe, our troops stationed overseas, and could soon reach the American homeland. Just imagine how emboldened this regime would be if they ever had and actually were armed with nuclear weapons as a means to deliver their message. For these reasons, the United States military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent this very wicked, radical dictatorship from threatening America and our core national security interests. We are going to destroy their missiles and raise their missile industry to the ground. It will be totally, again, obliterated.
To some people who haven't been paying attention, this seemed random. This was the attack the left took over the weekend. This seemed random. Trump's going insane. He's attacking Iran for no reason. This is your actual history, America. I couldn't believe so many of the people online commenting on this. Why would you attack a sovereign country? Let them do their own thing. Well, what was their own thing? First 2 years, the Biden administration, not a lot of attacks on our bases by Iran. There were a few. But then in October 2023, all that changed. I'll tell you why in a minute. Stay tuned. Massive barrages began hitting our bases. With the highest tech, newest equipment available, Iran was flush with cash. Trump had them on the verge of collapse. But the Democrats, Joe Biden, resuscitated Iran with what would end up being $100 billion unfrozen from the sanctions to keep the mullahs in power. How did they repay Joe Biden? Our poor troops took one hell of a beating. Starting in October 2023, 223 attacks on U.S. bases and coalition bases and military outposts. What was that like? Not so good, because now they've got the most modern equipment because the Democrats armed them, I think in exchange for Iran funding Democrat street protests here in America. Folks, they were allies, the Democrat Party in Iran. So Joe Biden would largely look the other way when they attacked our bases. 186 casualties during that year and a half, including three troops killed at our base in Jordan. And it was, yes, I was right about this, 130 traumatic brain injuries. That's not a headache, y'all. That's not a taken aspirin. That's these troops need to be cared for the rest of their lives. They are not going to be functionally whole. Why did this start in October 2023? Anybody know? What happened that month? October 7th happened that month. There was another scheduled transfer of billions to Iran that month, and it was a little unseemly. They had to freeze that one. How long they wait before they gave, after that slaughter of more than 1,000 people, including 24 Americans killed or captured, American citizens, how long they wait before they rewarded that behavior by Iran? Because yes, Hamas is a proxy group of Iran. New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Times all agree that Iran financed, trained, funded, and provided a logistical support for October 7th. How long did Joe Biden wait before he sent billions? Out of Oman this time. Till November 14th. A little over a month. And then Iran knew. They could do whatever they wanted. They'd have the money to do it. They could attack our bases. They could kill our troops. It didn't matter. They could do whatever the heck they wanted. Here's how Mike Pompeo describes our former Secretary of State under Trump's first term, the building of Iran by the Democrat Party. It was absolutely built by the Democrat Party in its current form.
Remember where we came in 2015, the Obama-Biden administration essentially handed power to the Iranian leadership and acted as a quasi-ally of theirs by underwriting the very militias that killed Americans. Those resources, the money that they had to build out those forces throughout the Shia Crescent was provided to them by the nuclear deal. We allowed Europeans to go do business there. We provided them $150 billion, pallets of cash. All of these things are the very challenge that the Trump administration has had to correct. The strategy is working. We're going to stay the course, and we will protect and defend the American people at every step.
And eventually, Iranians watched and learned that they could hunt Republican candidates, former cabinet members of Trump's on American soil, and the Democrats were cool with that. No sanctions, no stop in the transfers of billions of cash that kept the mullahs in power. Nothing, not even a strongly worded letter. Folks, I play you about once a month, Trump will come out and he will say something to the tune of basically they tried to assassinate me on our soil three times. And Biden didn't say a word. He just sent more cash.
You know, originally Biden should have said something. You know, when they made a statement, we always said, why isn't Biden saying anything? Because he didn't. But a president has to defend a president. Like, if I were here and they were making that threat to somebody, even not even a president, but somebody like they did with me, I would absolutely hit them so hard. But I have very firm instructions. Anything happens, they're going to wipe them off the face of this earth.
About once a month, Trump says they tried to kill me. Biden said nothing. He did nothing. No, they wanted you dead. Iran got it perfectly. Every time they tried to kill you, sir, they got billions more from the Biden administration. Folks, you cannot live this way. We literally had to break the relationship between the mullahs and the Democrats by killing the mullahs. Here's how Trump describes our situation, his situation with Iran now.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted.
Yeah.
And now I'm the hunter.
Yep.
It's a big difference. Big
difference. They had to die so that Democrats can't partner with them anymore in the killing of our troops, the hitting of our bases, the arming of Iran's militias and its proxies. But most importantly, the hunting on our own soil over Democrat open borders, because there will be open borders again of our own GOP candidates. The only way to keep half of America and its candidates safe was for every one of them to die. And I don't just mean the leaders. I mean down multiple levels so that the Democrats cannot put them back in power and partner with them again.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We have never seen a situation like this before. But Trump is resolving it. He has no choice. Democrats built this regime. Democrats put the mullahs in office and kept them there. This is an entirely Democrat-created disaster. And Trump is having to fix it.
Among the regime's very first acts was to back a violent takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, holding dozens of American hostages for 444 days. In 1983, Iran's proxies carried out the Marine Barracks bombing in Beirut that killed 241 American military personnel. In 2000, they knew and were probably involved with the attack on the USS Cole. Many died.
They've killed us for decades. Their feckless leaders did little to nothing. Democrats actually paid them so they could stay in power.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel, slaughtering more than 1,000 innocent people, including 46 Americans, while taking 12 of our citizens hostage. It was brutal. Something like the world has never seen before.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood.
Yes.
It's been mass terror. And we're not going to put up with it any longer. Iranian forces killed and maimed hundreds of American service members in Iraq. The regime's proxies have continued to launch countless attacks against American forces stationed in the Middle East in recent years, as well as U.S. naval and commercial vessels in international shipping lanes.
All of it funded by Democrats who were allies with Iran. Folks, you know I've been obsessed with this for a very long time, since Biden spokesperson John Kirby first said it. He's asked point blank, the violent street protests, the anti-Jewish street protests, remember the ones that took over the colleges? Yeah. Funded by Iran. At that point, I told you, the Democrat Party and Iran are allies. Iran gets that it can come on our soil and try to kill Trump and try to kill his cabinet. And the Democrats will be fine with it because of this.
Well, we've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe.
It's not all of it. We're partners with Iran. That started under Barack Obama.
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country. It happened in January 2016 when Obama authorized the transfer of the money to the nation known for sponsoring terrorism. The funds were allegedly...
Do you remember? Middle of the night, Swedish denominations. We changed our money over into Swedish. Congress was furious because he'd try to hide it. He got caught. Obama got caught. He said it was only $700 million. Well, it was $1.7 billion. Initially, he said $400 million. He lied, and then he went up to seven. So he got caught. He didn't mean to get caught. That was the wink, wink, nod, nod from the Democrats. That's when it began. And it would only get more outrageous. Here's Christopher Wray testifying. This is Biden's FBI director.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
Yes, he said along it. Those lines. This is the history Americans don't know. Again, this is why I've said for months, years actually, at this point, we either kill the mullahs, and I mean kill them deep down into the weeds. Hundreds of them. Or American GOP candidates will have to campaign from bunkers, because Democrats, when they get power, will throw the borders open and they will hunt us like prey. And that's why Trump literally talked about being hunted.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted. And now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
Folks, when you think about Trump's mentality, if you've been hunted on your own soil by Iran, and you see they're getting ballistic missiles, they're reconstituting their nuclear program, the missiles can already hit U.S. bases in Europe. You know they will kill our troops. They hit our bases 223 times under Biden. He barely responded. Why? Because they were paying for Democrat street protests. That's why it became okay to kill our troops. Some other idiot will sign up. Remember when Trump said he suspects Iran is behind at least one of the attempted assassinations on him? Oh, you don't remember that? See, for Trump, this is real. If you've been hunted on your own soil by Iran, it's not just Trump goes cray cray. He understands what this country was capable of and what the Democrats built it into. For Donald Trump, the murderousness of the Iranian regime is very real. He understands that if Iran would hunt him and his cabinet on U.S. soil, and the Democrats will let them over their open borders. The only way forward is to break the bonds between the Democrat Party and Iran. That puts every GOP candidate at mortal risk. I want to play something from Trump, and I want to remind you of something. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, subpoenaed all of the FBI's information on the Butler assassination. Remember, there were multiple overseas accounts exchanging money. They ever get it? Nope. Got weirder, though, when Trump came into office. Ron Johnson files a subpoena again. Again, these are closed cases. If there's some sort of secret thing, Ron Johnson has the clearances, the classified clearances to see it. So do the other senators. He subpoenaed the information. Again, come on, tell us. Who were the overseas sponsors? Who was he talking to? Who were his handlers? Thomas Crooks. So he files another subpoena with the FBI this summer. The due date was fall of 2025. It passed with none of the information being turned over. What has Trump always wondered, if not believed, about one or both assassination attempts?
There have been two assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case, in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the three potentially foreign-based apps. And in the second case, the assassin had six cell phones in his car, yet the FBI has likewise been unable to penetrate their guard. Who was he calling?
They since have penetrated all of that, including the apps. Kash Patel won't turn it over. Or maybe he can't turn it over. Maybe he can't get it. That's my guess. He does not have enough power over the FBI to get this information, which is, again, under subpoena since last summer. It was due in the fall. It's March. We can't get it. See the problem? It's not a small problem. After the third assassin sent by Iran to kill Trump was caught, and Biden never condemned it, never sent so much as a strongly worded statement, instead sent cash to Iran, wink, wink, nod, nod. That communicates, hey, we're cool. Hey, just keep trying to kill him. Don't worry, we'll scale back his security again. You got to look at the mentality of Trump here to understand what's going on with Iran. What happened? They rolled out a month later the red carpet for the Iranian president despite the assassination attempt on Trump by the third team they sent, Iran sent to kill him or his cabinet.
Meanwhile, we have the president of Iran in our country this week. We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances. Around the world, our enemies are desperate to prevent Donald Trump from returning to the White House because they know I will make America great again. They don't want that.
Democrats were helping. Here's Jason Miller aghast at the fact that Joe Biden, knowing about the Iranian threat, the previous two assassination teams sent to kill Trump or his cabinet or both, would lessen the Secret Service around Trump, not increase it.
You have this active threat against President Trump, who, again, he's not just some candidate. He's a former and future president of the United States. This, again, this is an attack on all Americans. Why are U.S. taxpayers then paying to protect the president of Iran, who's in New York for UNGA this week, the U.N. General Assembly? Meanwhile, there's a threat against President Trump from that same country. I don't understand what's going on. But
all that's from 2024. So Trump understands fundamentally to keep future Republican candidates alive because Democrats will let Iranian hit squads over that open border. There's no other way forward but to kill the entire leadership and then keep killing the next wave and the next wave and the next wave. He had no choice. Democrats put him here.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.